Today is March 30th, 2018. My name is Braden Bennington, and I'm interviewing Nathan Bennington at my house for first-year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the theme of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of radiology. Thank you, Nathan, for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
First question, what is your job?
I am a radiologist. Specifically, I'm a neuroradiologist, so I specialize in imaging of the brain and spine, but I interpret all types of medical imaging.
Why did you choose the career you did?
I wanted to go into medicine, but I didn't know specifically what type of medicine. But the more I got into my training, the more I realized that I liked anatomy a lot. And so once I got into my different types of rotations and exploring the types of physicians that there were, I saw that radiologists were using anatomy the most out of all the different specialties. So I just kind of gravitated towards that.
Okay. What do you do at your job?
As a radiologist, I interpret all types of medical imaging. So we are physicians who specialize in looking at the imaging of different parts of the body. So we will read CAT scans, X-rays, MRIs, ultrasounds, nuclear medicine, any type of medical imaging that you can think of. We will look at that and we'll interpret that and give our readings on that as far as what is happening, if it's a normal study, if there's some sort of pathology or disease there.
Okay, how long have you been a radiologist?
7 years I've been practicing. I've been out of training.
Okay. What kind of training did you achieve to have your job?
Well, after high school, you get an undergraduate degree when you want to go into medicine. When you want to become a physician, you'll get an undergraduate degree. That typically takes people about 4 years. Some people can do it faster than that, and that's great, but more typically it takes 4 years. After that, then you go to medical school. You apply to medical school and you go on to medical school, which is also another 4 years, most classically 4 years. Some places have a more accelerated program where you can get it done in, say, 3 years, but most places are 4 years. And then after that, you do a year of internship, and then you go on to do a residency training. Residency trainings are anywhere from 3 to 4 years typically, and after that you can go on to start practicing medicine, or you can further specialize with a fellowship. I did all of those things, so as a whole, if you look at it as a big chunk of training, it would be 14 years.
Okay. What do you like most about your job?
I think the thing that I like, I get the most satisfaction out of is not to sound cliche, but helping others. So I get to, I get friends and family that want me to look at their studies or tell them what's going on with their studies, and I can, take a look at it, give them, my idea of what's happening. I've helped find a lot of cancers, and I've helped to find a lot of diseases before they go too far. So really, as a radiologist, what we do is we're sort of the doctor's doctor. So we're the surgeons or the family practice doctor or the internal medicine doctor will come to us and often and ask, this is what the symptoms are for my patient. I want you to take a look at this imaging exam and let me know what you think. Do you see something that would correlate with these symptoms? So we help the other types of physicians do a better job of taking care of their patients. And oftentimes we find things just by accident that they may not even know is there. For example, if they got a CAT scan of their chest for a chest pain and they want to rule out something that's acute, something that might, you know, kill them right away, like a pulmonary embolism or something like that, then we might be looking for that, but we accidentally find a small little lung cancer. And in that way, we can actually end up saving lives by, you know, finding something that's incidental.
Okay. What is the hardest thing you have to do in your job?
Well, I read all types of imaging, so I think the hardest thing that I have to do would be in the women's imaging department whenever I have to find, when I've found a breast cancer and I have to give that patient the bad news of finding a breast cancer. Fortunately, if patients are coming in and doing their screening mammograms the way they should, then most of the time then we catch these cancers very small. And we can also give them, in addition to that bad news, we can give them good news that, you know, this is a very small cancer and curable at this point. So, but it is very hard no matter what. You know, anytime you have to tell a patient that they have cancer, it's never fun for anyone. And but that's probably the most difficult part.
Do you ever wish you would have chosen a different career?
No, I'm very satisfied with this. It's been a great choice for me. I'm a very visual person, so I'm using, I'm definitely using that type of my intelligence, my visual intelligence and visual memory. I like working with technology, so it combines that. I also enjoy anatomy and pathology, so this is a great combination for all of those things. This particular field of medicine has been very gratifying in a lot of ways, and it's also got a lot of perks that other other types of medicine does not have. So I'm very happy with it, very satisfied. I don't think I would do any other type of medicine. Okay. This is the place to be in medicine, I think.
Okay. What advice do you have for someone wanting to go into the same field?
Okay, so that I guess that would vary upon at what point in their career or their education they're at. If they're in high school, you just need to do your best at all times and try to get good grades so that you can, you know, get into a good college. And that's pretty basic. Everybody needs to do that. Once you're in college, you need to have a competitive GPA. You don't have to be a 4.0 straight A student, but you should have a competitive GPA, you know, take all of your necessary, all the extra biology or chemistries that you can. And, you know, a lot of people don't even do a biology or a chemistry degree for undergrad. They may do a psychology degree or a business degree or art degree. As long as they have all their prerequisites for medicine, they could go on and apply to med school. But try to keep the GPA high, and really in undergrad, the key is to do really well on the standardized test that you take to, you know, apply to medical schools, which is called the MCAT. So as long as you're preparing well for the MCAT exam, and there are a lot of courses for that, you know, colleges often offer those courses, and there are a lot of you know, prep courses you can pay to take as well. If you're preparing well for that and you have a decent GPA, then you've got a really good shot at getting into medical school. And once you're into medical school, if you want to do radiology, you should also try to stay fairly competitive as far as your grades go. And ultimately, again, it comes down to standardized tests a lot. So you'll want to really prepare a lot for that step one of the boards, because that's the key board exam that will determine your competitiveness for residency programs.
Okay. Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work or life?
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty easy for my line of work, and I think for most physicians, actually, if they're anytime they encounter a patient, then they have to use critical thinking from the very beginning. You get a set of symptoms, and you have to, you know, start going through your mind, what could this be, what could this not be, how am I rule in things, rule out things. As a radiologist, I read, you know, upwards to anywhere from 100 to 120 studies a day a lot of times. So I'm seeing a lot of different cases each time. So I'm using critical thinking from the moment I open up a CAT scan and I get the history of right lower quadrant pain. You know, what could that be? Well, it could be appendicitis, or it could be a kidney stone. It could be diverticulitis. It could be all kinds of different things. So you start going through these different things in your mind, what you expect it might be, then you look for the imaging for those different types of pathologies, and so critical thinking for every single exam that I open, really.
Okay. Final question. What would you like to add that I haven't asked?
Earlier I talked about the 14 years as a whole as you're looking at the training. That sounds like a lot, but everyone needs to understand, if they're interested in this, a lot of people will try and discourage you by saying, oh, that's so long to go to school. Well, it's really not. It's not 14 years. You can't look at it like that, because what you're really looking at is, you know, around 4 years of undergrad, which everybody, you know, has undergrad for almost any career that they decide to go towards. They're going to have usually a four-year degree. So that's pretty much the same for everybody. Then after that, you're going to have 4 years of medical school. Well, it's not really 4 years of medical school. Usually it's 2 years of actual school lecture type of thing, where it's more like regular college. And then the last 2 years of medical school are totally different. So it's like a new journey in your life. So it's not like this is a continuous chunk of the same thing. At that point, you're rotating in the hospitals, you're working with different physicians, and it's completely different. Then in the intern year, that's also completely different. You're rounding with different specialties, but now you have the responsibilities of a physician. And then in residency, you're oftentimes moving to a different hospital, and you're having a whole new set of experiences, different people. It's never one big chunk of time spent at one place doing one thing. It's all separated into smaller pieces, and so it's not 14 years of school. It's really only 4 years of undergrad, 2 years of more of about of really school type work in medical school, and then from that point on, you're doing a lot of different things in a lot of different places and meeting new people. So I would say don't look at it as one big chunk of time. Don't get discouraged by the time factor. That'd be my advice.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for letting me interview you.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, I hope it's saved.